In our last podcast, we talked about stress and we tried to introduce a little explanation what stress is, and we used this concept based on the works of Lazarus, and we had three levels of appraisal there. First, the situation. Second, the resources that we have to deal with the situation. And thirdly, how we deal with our stress reaction once we are in a state of stress. Now we want to continue by focusing on how to cope with stress. And we do this now on an individual level. We will talk about the single person, the individual who experiences stress, and we will leave out the very important area of organizational support for the moment. We will do another podcast specifically on organizational and team level support and so on, because these levels individuals are working in, these systems, hierarchical levels, are very important. So the support or lack of support they get from these higher levels strongly influences their individual coping skills, resources, and so on. But now we focus on the individual reaction to stress.
Exactly. And if we talk about coping of stress, we want to introduce a concept that is known by Antonovsky called sense of coherence. And Antonovsky always asked not what makes people ill or sick, but what keeps people healthy. And he found that if people have high resources with regard to comprehensibility, with regard to manageability, and with regard to meaningfulness, and we will explain all these three aspects now, it rather keeps people healthy and they can deal better with stressful situations. And we can think about this very practically. And if we talk, for example, about information or comprehensibility, it is a lot about information. It is about to understand a certain situation, on how the situation occurs, what happens, to gather all the informations that you can get to deal with a certain stressful situation.
So if we know what's going on, if we understand what's going on, it will be much easier to deal with the situation once we understood its interconnections. Next step, next level, next area is the question of what to do, manageability, how to manage the specific situation. And this is, of course, a very important resource. If I have a lot of tools I can choose from, I will be much more adaptable to different situations. And if I come to a point where I don't know what to do or how to do it, then I get in trouble with this area of manageability. And then it's very important to find support, be it social support by colleagues, by organizations, and so on. This will be our next podcast. But also, of course, on the level of my individual tools that I might use. So this is about training, this is about being able to do things, this is about resources that we can use, this is about equipment, and so on. So we will come back to this when we talk about our direct stress responses, but let's move on now to the third area that Antonovsky mentions within the sense of coherence, and that is meaningfulness. And this whole area of meaning is in close connection with values and also motivation.
It basically explains on if you are still able, despite a certain stressful situation and difficult circumstances, to act in, let's say, I'm searching for the word at the moment.
In accordance
to your own ethical beliefs, to your moral beliefs, to your own inner values. And if you're able to do so and still find to act in accordance to that, it increases meaningfulness in the situation and, of course, has a lot of implications for motivation.
Well, basically, we could summarize this. If you know why you are doing something, it will be much easier to do this work. Whereas if you struggle or if you find it difficult to answer the question, why am I doing this? Well, then you will be in much more risk to perceive stress and feeling overwhelmed if you don't see useful use or meaning in what you are doing. So this is a very important area that also has much to do with an organizational level. So what perspectives do you get on this level? Values, meaning, and also ethical dilemmata that are sometimes unavoidable. But let's move back to what to do. So we imagine ourselves now in a situation. We assessed the situation, we have to deal with it. We assessed our resources and we realize our resources are not enough. We are in a state of stress and we can't increase our resources in the short run. So we are in a state of stress now. How can we cope with that? And luckily, there are some things we can do.
For example, we can think about it as the ABC of dealing with stress. And the A would stand for awareness or mindfulness. It is about asking yourself, what exactly do I feel? To really think about your own needs, maybe to write down these needs and be aware for them and be aware for also the resources that you have and actively think about what resources do I have in my life? What are my exact needs, and maybe also write them down and maybe have your emotions written down in a diary and see how your own situation changes over time. Another thing would be balance, the B for balance. It is about finding balance between stressful situation, between demanding situations, and on the other hand, of calm, of pauses where you are not confronted with difficult topics, where you can take a little bit time off. But it's also about not only taking time off, but also about using resources that calm you down and to activate those resources and also to maybe establish routines and structures that keep you in a balanced way. And a third issue would be the C for connection. And that's all about social resources, to be connected with colleagues, to be connected with family, with friends, and those people around you that you know that are good for you, with whom you can talk about difficult things, but also who take you off thinking about difficult and demanding situations.
So ABC, awareness, balance, connection. And this was the individual level. Never forget the organizational level, the social level is very important. We will deal with this next time.